The House of Representatives today noted the upcoming September 11th anniversary by remembering the victims and their families. But there were strong objections to the seemingly non-controversial resolution. Some House members saw it as an attempt to use those attacks to justify the current war in Iraq. As NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner reports, the debate was hot, even though the vote to approve the resolution was overwhelming.
New York Democrat Maurice Hinchey has consistently opposed the war in Iraq. Today, he was one of the most vocal critics of the House resolution marking the third anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Hinchey specifically objected to a whereas clause in the preamble that states that since those attacks, the U.S. has led an international military coalition that's destroyed a terrorist regime in Iraq.
Why do we have a political document like this on the floor? Why do we have a document that is not clear, not honest, not sincere, not in keeping with the sacrifice made by those people? That's what we ought to have, but unfortunately we do not have.
But for Illinois Republican Henry Hyde, who's the International Relations Committee chair who sponsored the resolution, there was nothing dishonest at all in the resolution's wording.
There is a direct connection between the war in Iraq and the bombing of September 11th. Our response to that bombing of September 11th was Iraq.
And Republican Majority Leader Tom DeLay insisted that those who opposed the resolution at hand reflected what he called, quote, a very small, tiny, tiny minority in this country.
We are united in this country in support of those troops. And most importantly, they need to understand that what they are doing is right. And we greatly appreciate their sacrifice. By the way, the vote on this resolution will prove me right.
The vote, as it turned out, was 406 for and only 16 against the resolution. Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen was one of those who voted for it, even though he acknowledged some Republicans may try to portray the vote as an endorsement of President Bush's handling of the war in Iraq.
What the Republicans continually try and do is use these resolutions that should bring people together in remembrance of the victims of September 11th to try and gain some kind of political leverage.
Van Hollen and other Democrats who voted for the resolution said that in their minds, and most likely in the minds of any voters who cared to read the resolution, there was no firm connection made between Iraq and the 9/11 attacks. But Georgia Republican Jack Kingston said after the vote that people needed to hear Iraq linked to 9/11. But Kingston also acknowledged this was a vote aimed at making Democrats squirm.
Would we be beyond politics during an election year, 60 days out in the U.S. Congress? Never.
Kingston said there will likely be more defining votes like today's as the elections draw nearer. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.